Okay, so I thought it'd be an interesting time to mention a ha'ara, which he quotes over here in his Hakdama. And he says, yeah, we mentioned that we've been using this sefer Ladevki B'tshuva on the Hilchas Tshuva of the Rambam, and there's dozens, hundreds of ha'aras from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And he makes the following ha'ara, which is quite interesting, is that throughout the sefer we're discussing Hilchas Tshuva of the Rambam, and it's negeah to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. When you speak about all the different Dalad Chaluki Kapara, which is the Rambam which we're going to see this morning, and this Kareis and Misa B'dei Shamayim and so on, and the Rambam Paskins, this Avera there is Tshuva for, this Avera there's not Tshuva for, and he's mayor that throughout the Sefer, whenever there's a Nidin on the Din of Olam Haba, he says, Halei Dover, I always find that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is always Makel. Meaning, let's go like the Makel opinion. And he goes and he brings many examples of why he is Makel. And he quotes from early Achrenim, who say a very interesting thing. He quotes here from the Tshuvas Afrakasta de Anya, who says the following. He says, Diladaiti kol she'efshal lemidrash lahakel ba'in she'nem nafshis Yisrael ba'ilam hanishamis shaper domi lemidrash. If we have a shayla ladina, and it's a question about will there be olam haba for klal Yisrael in this particular type of a chait, yes or no, and we could darshan lekan or lekan. So he says it is kedai to darshan lahakel in order to be mizakeh klal Yisrael. And he brings the following. He brings from his shver, who brings from the Imre Yosef, who brings from his rebbes, the following. You know, there's a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. If a person believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some type of physical form, we know that's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Rambam, and we say, Nigdal Ein Lo De Musa Guf, De Ein Lei Guf. The Rambam paskins, if someone believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has physical form, the person's a min. The person's a heretic. And the Rambam says about all the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, if you don't believe in these Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, you're not nichnas for Klal Yisrael. So he brings from his rebbes, B'Shem, the great tzaddikim, the B'Shah Shepasak HaRambam, the Per Gimel Mihilchus Tshuva, Alach HaZayin, the Ha'ayma Sheyesham Ribayin Echad. I believe there's a Bayre Elam. Avol Shu Bal Tzmunah. But there is physical form. Someone believes that Hashem is physical, because it says Hashem's got a hand, the Pasuk says. It says Hashem's got eyes, and so on. So a person believes that Hashem is physical. The Rambam says he's a min. Say the great tzaddikim, Nizgarshu alfei neshamais mitech gan Eden. At the time when the Rambam made such a psak, thousands of nefashes, neshamais, were banished, were kicked out of Gan Eden. V'nis'oirer harayvet zal, Min Hashemayim lahasig el Rambam, and the Ravid down below, you know, the Ravid was masig on the Rambam when he felt appropriate to do so. So the Ravid felt, one second, something has happened over here, and the Ravid said, "What do you mean?" The Ravid said, "Why are you calling this individual a min? Why are you saying the fellow is a heretic?" There's plenty of people who went like this. In other words, even though I agree to the psak of the Rambam, I agree that Hashem doesn't have any physical form, but you cannot say that the person is a min. And said the Ravid, that people made a mistake, they got confused based on the psukim, because there's so many anthropomorphic terms throughout the Chumash, which seem to imply that Hashem has got some physical form. They made a toz, but they're not considered to be a min. And he says that this is what the Raiva did, and Halit Salim Arivid Vahila Militsasi. And the fact that the Raivid came to defend these Nefashis who were kicked out of Gan Eden, that helped. In other words, we see this concept that based on the psak down below, that is going to have a tremendous effect up above. He brings another example to this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather, as you can hear. He brings a interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara says that Bikshu Chazal Limnais es Shleima Melech Bechlal Eilu She'ein Lem Chelik La'olam Haba. Chazal thought to say something which we would find very disturbing, that Shleima Melech does not have a portion in Elam Haba. And the Gemara says, there's another Gemara on Shabbos, a fascinating Gemara. I remember I heard this from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zichron Lebracha. The Gemara says, I think it's Darish, Rabbi Tanchuma, that Rabbi Tanchuma says, Ant Shleimai, Ant Chachmascha, Ant Suchlusanuscha. You Shleimai, where is your Chachma? Where is your Seichel? And he goes on to say, it's not bad enough that your Seisir, Divri David Avicha, but you're even saying to yourself, not only do you contradict your father, but you even contradict yourself. I remember Rav Moshe Shapiro said, how could a person speak like that? I mean, if you would have said that at the time of Shlomo Melech, said Rav Moshe, there's no question you would have been murdered by Malchus. They would have paskened against you that you have disrespected the king. And off with your head. I mean, we find that David HaMelech paskened against Uriah because he said, Adoni Yoav, he said, my master Yoav, and that was considered to be murdered by Malchus. How are you speaking about Shlomo HaMelech? Where's your Chachma? Where's your Seichel? Not only do you contradict your father, you contradict yourself. So Rav Moshe had this yisoid that the Torah of Shlomo HaMelech is different. And Milechatchila, one has to approach it like Chachma Shlomo. Shlomo is the Chachma. And when he's saying Divrei Chachma, we're allowed to use the regular channels and mechanisms of Chachma. Like if a person says a shtickle terror, he says, what are you talking about? It doesn't make sense. And, you know, you go and you fight it out and so on. And that is the way, Al Kaponim says the Gemara, that there were certain things that they wanted to be Gainas, this farm of Shlomo, because they found certain things which didn't make sense. So they wanted to, says the Gemara, that they wanted to say that he doesn't have a chelik in Elam Haba. An ash came out of Shemayim. And it started to singe the benches where they were sitting. They didn't listen. Yotzes Abaskol. Abaskol came out and said, one second, be careful who you're dealing with. And they didn't listen. So he says, what do they care? Ma ich paslehu b'shamayim ashebni adam emrim. Why in Shemayim were they so interested and were so mindful of what they said that they're trying to deter them from paskening this way? Elamai, they say, he quotes here from the Chavetz Chaim, who says that miyoyim shenitzna hatayra l'bnei adam nimsera harishus lebezdin shalmata. Bezdin shalmata can decide what's happening up above in Shemayim. And according to the hachlata, the way according to the decision, kain mekayim in bezdin shalmala, v'lei b'shamayim here. So based on the way it down here below the chachmei terush shemalpeh, the way the Rabbanim decide down below the way things are, that is the way things will be. He quotes from the Shach that there's another incredible Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva says that the Dor HaMidbar ein lem chelek l'Elam Haba. Incredible thing. The Dor HaMidbar, they have no portion in Elam Haba. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Shavka Rabbi Kiva lechasidusei. Rabbi Kiva, you've left your normal default setting of like being a Melech Yosef for Klal Yisrael. That's the way Rashi learns. Pirsh Rashi, Sheragil lezakis es Yisrael, vahashtem achayiv lo. Shahari hayu yachal lidre sheyeshlam chaylik leilam abba. He could have dashened that the Darmid, but do have a portion. Why are you leaving over your, says the Shach. It says the Shach in Yerdeah, Shekol Masha Bezdin Shalamata Oisim Bezdin Shalamala Maskimim. The way the Bezdin Shalamata Paskin, this is the way the Bezdin Shalamala will Paskin. Ends up with one final thing, and amazing, there's a famous story with the Bach and the Taz. We know that the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. And the Taz made up with his father-in-law that there was going to be a certain amount of support. And the Taz was a budding Talmud Chacham, and it was important for him to eat meat. He'll have strength, he'll have koyach, and he'll be able to learn be'iyun and so on. And one time the Bach provided his son-in-law, not with regular meat, but with, well, so here he brings reya. He gave him a portion of lung to eat. said, Tzvi, I don't know, do you like to eat the roasted lung? Not so good, right? So not so tasty, right? So ask your mother if she has any recipes for roasted lung. So he says an amazing thing. The Taz decided to take his father to a Din Torah. Vodimok, excuse me, thank you. He's like, I'm going to take my shvat to a din teira. You're giving me lung? I mean, we made up. You're going to give me a steak? I want steak and chips. I don't want that roasted lung. So he took his father to a din teira. And they paskin in favor of the Bach. The Bach is right. He said he's going to give his son-in-law meat. This is considered to be meat. And the Bach won the din teira, and the Taz lost the din teira. This is an amazing thing. He says that the Chazon Ish said the following. The day that the Taz ate lung, he didn't feel as good, he didn't feel as strong, and he didn't have the necessary strength to learn the way he was accustomed to learning, and he ended up learning a little bit less. And the Taz was scared that in Shemayim there would be a kitrug against his father-in-law, the Bach. How are you providing your son-in-law with Reya? He's not going to be able to learn. So Anitaka didn't learn as much. So the Taz was scared. The Taz knew that the way things are down below will affect the Psak and Shemayim. In order to remove the accusation, the kitrug from against the Bach, he took his father-in-law to a din teira, and he passed in favor of the Bach. Oh, they pass in favor of the Bach. There's not going to be any din on the Bach and Shemayim, and that's the way he did it. So again, he's coming to explain why is it that he says that it's halidover. I mean, you know, very often the poskim are machmir, yesh lahachmir, kedai to be machmir, and so on. He says, kaseida, we find that Reb Chaim, he says over here that there's thousands of hagois of Reb Chaim, I don't know if it's thousands, but it's probably certainly hundreds, but he says, whenever it comes to a shaila in a din Shemayim, Reb Chaim is meikel. There it is, because this is the Hanhag. It's an amazing, amazing concept. We're on the eve of Hanukkah, and this is something which was really anathema to the Greek mind. I mean, what? We have control down below of how things, I mean, you want to tell me there's a God, it's one thing, but you want to tell me that the way that the Chachamim, they have this power, all the Xeris that the Yevanim had against Klal Yisrael were ones where they felt it's just impossible. You want to tell me that you're in control of this man, and you want to tell me that your bodies are different, bris mila, and you want to tell me that your Torah is different, and you want to say that you are bonim, you know, you're bonim and you've got some special relationship. This is something which the Greek mind cannot fathom. So Al-Kaponim, he says, that's the idea, that's the reason why you find throughout this the Haggais of Reb Chaim and the Rambam, it is always maker when it comes to a din Shemayim, because this is something to be Mizrahi Yisrael. So let's see a little bit, let's see this Rambam. The Rambam says, very famous Rambam, the Rambam is going on a Gemara, where the Gemara speaks about there are different types of Averus.
Can I ask?
Sure.
Back to the example I gave before I come down.
Yeah.
So I get the Chachamim of this influence of Shemayim. So once Shemayim comes into us,
Well. So, in other words, they know that based on the Psak in Shemayim, that in the Psak down below, Shemayim will have to follow suit. Well, because maybe the pshat is that up until now, there's many other examples of this, but maybe up until now, there was no such thing. There was no kitrug on Shlomo Melech. There was no psak against Shlomo Melech. You're going to come and change the default setting about the maimed in Shemayim of Shlomo Melech. You're going to change the status quo. That's a huge thing. You're allowed to, but at least they're coming to show. One second. This is big things, because we're going to have to shtel too. We're going to have to follow your psak. If you're going to go ahead and say that Shlomo Melech doesn't have a portion in Olam Haba, there's going to be massive changes in Shemayim, you know, and therefore they were coming to be Ma'ira. This is not so simple. Al-Gabon, the Gemara says that there's different types of Averus, and based on the different types of Averus, We mentioned last week the famous Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and we said it's a mitzvah to know this Rambam. When people come to you and they say, I know that I can't do teshuvah because I've done various averus, and these types of averus, it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah that you can never do teshuvah for. The Rambam paskins that teshuvah is mechaperis, I'll call averus, even averus which people think you can't do teshuvah for. The Rambam paskins, and again, according to the psak down below, it in. The Rambam Pasans, you can do tshuva for absolutely everything. Certain averus, you might need a higher tshuva, you might need to do this, you might need to do that, you might need to do it together with Torah, but it's mechaper for everything. Now, however, It doesn't necessarily mean that it's so simple that if Chas Hashem, a person does an aveir which has Mises Bezdin, and he says, Hashem, you know what? I really regret it, and I'm never going to do it again, and I've charatan a kabbalah l'asid, and al-chayt shechatasi l'fanacha sheharagti, that I killed someone, that's it. It's totally a clean slate. Not so simple. The Gemara says that there's arba chaluki kapara, meaning certain things, you need to wait for certain things to happen. So let's first read the Rambam, and we'll mention a few ha'aris. We're not going to finish the whole thing today, but we'll just mention a few things. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in Aleph Dalet, Afal pi shatshuva mechaperes al hakol, like you saw in Halacha Gimel, the atzmei shol yema kippurim mechaper, and Yom Kippur has this kech kapara. Nevertheless, yesh averis shehein miskaprin l'shaitan. There are certain averis which will be mechaper at the time immediately. The yesh averis shehein miskaprin l'achazman. And there are certain averis which will only evoke a kapara l'achazman. Ketzat. Avar adam al mitzvus asei shehein ba karis. Person is mevakla mitzvah. For example, they decide not to take arba minim. Bitlasei, right? It was mutl on them to do a mitzvah, and they decided not to do it. So over adam al mitzvah she'ein bakaris va'asetshuva. The din is ein yizaz misham ad shemeichlin loy. If a person does teshuva at the time, there will be a mechila al hamakom immediately, and so on. Now, ube elu nemar, and it's about this, the pasuk says, shuvah banim shelovim, and if you're chayz b'tshuvah, then Hashem will be merapa you, then the refuah will kick in immediately. That is case number one. That is one type of avera. Now, avar al mitzvahs loisa se she'ein bakares, v'lei mises bezdin, a person was ever on alav is mochamor. He did a loisa se. And again, we'll see what type of a loisa se. Is there a difference between a lav sheyesh b'maisa and a lav shein b'maisa? We'll see. Over al mitzvahs leisaseh, but there's no karis, there's no mitzvahs bezdin, a regular lav. A person wore shatnez, let's say, chas v'shalom, they wore shatnez. V'asa tshuva. So here we say, again, we have to make this distinction. Teshuva will have the ability to be mechaper, but it's not going to kick in immediately. And we'll see also what's the nafkamina. Teshuva toila, the tshuva now causes the potential oinish to be held in abeyance. The tshuva is toila, the yom hakipurim mechaper, and now Yom Kippur will come and it will wipe it away. You're not going to get a totally clean slate immediately until Yom Kippur comes. Yom Kippur mechaper ube elu nemar. About these types of eras, it says, Kibiyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, and so on. Fine. That is type 2. Then we say, Avar al krisus umises bezdin, v'asa tshuva. So we say, tshuva v'yem ha-kippurim toilim. So here you need both tshuva and Yom Kippur to cause the punishment to be held up. And you can only get the full kapara with yisurin chas v'shalom. A person needs to have a certain amount of suffering. Again, this is not the chiddush of the Rambam. This is based on the Gemara. Arba chaluki kapara. You need to have yisurin, and again, we'll see that there might be certain ways to beat the system, so to speak. There might be certain ways that you don't need to go through this.
Still an example too.
This is case number 3. This is Mises Bezdin or Karis, right? Over al Krisis or Mises Bezdin. So this is a little bit more chomer. V'asad Shuva, Shuviyam Kippur, Toilin, V'yisturin, Avoyin, Alav, Goymrim, La'akapara, Ula Oilam, Eim, Miskapa, Le'akapara, Gemura, Ad, Shuyavoyu, Alav, Yisurin. You need to have Yisurin to begin with the Kapara. Ube elu nemar, and it's about these types of averas. The pasuk says, "Ubekazvi b'shevet pisham." These pshayim, you'll need to have a shevet in order for this to ube negoyim avoinam, and with negoyim, yeah, there's going to be yisurin which will cleanse you completely, and so on. Now, says the Rambam, and obviously this is the most important thing to remember. B'medvar maburim, when does all the aforementioned apply? B'shalich hilas Hashem. This is only if a person wasn't mechal shim shemayim, b'shalasha avar. Avala mechal es Hashem. But if a person, chas v'shalom, was mechal Hashem, afo pi sha'asa tshuva. V'higia yim ekipurim. V'hu oimid b'tshuva say. Interesting lashon, and he's still in a state of tshuva. Ubo alav yisurin, ainam iskaperli kapara gemura. Nothing will evoke a kapara. Adshiyamis. Ella, tshuva, the yemekipurin, the yisurin, shloshtam toilin. All three of these things will be needed to hold the punishment in abeyance. Umisa mechaperes, and misa will be mechaper. Only through death, and that's the way the Rambam ends Perek Aleph. So we have again Arba Chaluki Kapara. The most mild of the four is a bitl mitzasei. Ein ezaz misham ad shemeichum leifi du teshuva mechila on the spot. If you do a lav, a leis nasei, which does not have karis and misas bezdin, you need Yom Kippur, you don't need Yisurin. If it's karis and misas bezdin, you need those two plus Yisurin to be gemar. And if it's chas v'sham chil Hashem, nothing works. And again, we'll see, maybe there might be some things which do work, but the way the Rambam brings it, kipshutei, nothing works until a person actually dies. Those are the Dalet Chalukik apart. So let's see a few points for a few minutes, and we'll have to finish off next time. So one thing which he says over here is, let's say, and you find this many, many places, let's say it's a shail in the poiskim, if this particular thing which you did is an assay or a leis assay. Nafkemina, what type of teshuva do I need to do? Can I assume that I'm good to go? Can I assume that it's been nimchal? Or do I have to assume that I need to come on to Yom Kippur to be gomer the thing? So he says, in a situation where there is a machlekes apreskim, it brings from the tshuvas Dvar Yeshua. So then, in these types of situations, a person needs to go lechumra. In a case of Safik Chiv Kapara, just like a case of Safik Pikuach Nefesh. When you think about it, this is a real Pikuach Nefesh. I'm being Mifakeach, my Nefesh. I'm kind of checking out and assessing where my Nefesh is holding. So this is a case, he says, that one, even though Lamashon, in the case of Safik Pikuach Nefesh, we don't follow the majority opinion, even if it's a Miut opinion. So we go, it's a Shaila of Safik Pikuach Nefesh. He says, so to over here, this is the shaila of your nefesh. What type of a tshuva do you need to do? One has to be machmir. And again, here Reb Chaim says, yeah, nachin l'poshet, of course. Again, this is the shaila which is negiah for you right now. You definitely have to be machmir. So some say it's an asay, some say it's a leis asay. Err on the side of caution, assume it's a leis asay, and you need to have that level of the
book. He's going to do the tshuva, whatever it is. Whether it's grade one or grade two. The Yisurim, up to Hashem to decide what Yisurim he has. And Yom Kippur, he does Yom Kippur anyway. So what else does he need to do?
Okay, so we'll get to that. That's a good question. With a lot of these things, like my nafkamino, you know, if he did a proper tshuva, so Mali, if he needs to wait for Yom Kippur to wipe his slate clean or not. And so it's a very, very good, fair question. We'll get to that. Now, okay, let's say a person did a leis nasei. A person decided, I'm not going to check my suit for shatnez. It's made from a company which is notorious to have shatnez in. I'm not going to check. I don't want the time and the effort. I'm not interested. And lo and behold, he discovers that this suit definitely has shatnez in it. He's been over a leis nasei. So the case is now a person will not get a full tshuva until Yom Kippur comes. The whole year they're going to be thinking, I don't have a tshuva until Yom Kippur comes. But the person feels remorse, and he does teshuvah, charata, kabbalah la'asid, v'chulav, v'chulav. So, how should the person view themselves in the interim period, which has a little bit to do with your point? So, he says like this, he brings from the Sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu, who comments quite a lot in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam, and he says the following, He says, "Umikol makam b'chol averus miyad kishasa tshuva afal pishalei niskaimu b'kol chiluki hakapara." So he might not yet have gone through Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, kvar nikra ahuv v'nechmad karuv v'yedid. Like the Rambam writes famously later on, that yesterday when you were living with sin, you were meruchuk and you were this and you were that, and today, which in a sense makes your question even stronger, right? But he says this, immediately once you've done teshuva, okay, that's it, you're back in. You might need to make amends. I mean, I don't know, let's say a person stole from their company £10,000. And they go over to the boss and they say, "Look, I'm really sorry. I need to have a discussion with you. In a moment of desperation, I took £10,000 from the company. I had to pay for something and I did it and I'm sorry." So the boss says, "I appreciate your honesty. I probably never would have found out other than you telling me. I accept the apology. You still have a job with me, but you still need to pay back the 10K. You still have to pay back the 10K. Again, I'm just giving a crude mashal. A person, if they do teshuva, Hashem says, I'm a kabbal. I accept the undertaking, the change of heart, the perspective, the admission, v'chulu v'chulu. But the nature of what you've done is as such that it's quite grave and it's severe and you need to go through Yom Kippur. It's what you've done is serious. A leis aseh, remember, even though the Ramban says famously that aseh deicha leis aseh, which seems to indicate that an aseh is stronger, but nevertheless, we know a leis aseh is more chomer. The Svarim say that an aseh is kind of, an aseh kind of creates the structure. But a leis aseh, you actually demolish. You're actually breaking down the structure. And therefore, it does require a bigger koyach of kapara. So, says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, you'll have to deal with it. But, lemaisa, you are called an ahov and a nechmad and so on. So I'm actually saying it's maybe the Yismach Moshe, Alexander Rebbe, who says that Hosea, we lay in Hosea on Shabbos Shuva. And Shuva Yisrael Hashem Lekecha, Ki Choshalta Ba'avinecha Kechui Machem Devarim V'Shuva Hashem. So the Medrash says that Reuven was Peseach Tchila B'Shuva. And Hashem says that Chayecha, that Ben Bincha will be Peseach B'Shuva. Shanem Shuva Yisrael Hashem Lekecha. So the Yismach Moshe, or the Yismach Yisrael, I don't remember. Alexander Rebbe, I forgot the name of the Sefer, Yismach Yisrael maybe, I think it's Yismach Yisrael. He says that the Chiddush of Reuven was, if you look at the Pasuk, not so long ago we had it, it says that Reuven went and he was Sheichev with Bilhah, right? And then it says, Vayu B'nei Yisrael Shnei Masar. There's like a psik. There's a gap in the pasuk, and then it immediately says, but the shiftikah were 12. Right? So, they say what happened is, he hopped himself, he realized it was wrong what he did, and he immediately said, okay, I've got to fix that up. I've got to fix it up. It means that he has to go through perhaps a long, arduous process of doing teshuva, but he at least realized, I've done something wrong. It requires some type of a teshuva. Said Hosea, "Shuv Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha ad." I mean, you need to go back. You've got a long way to go. Kechui machem devarim v'shuv al Hashem. Take the words and go back to Hashem. Meaning, pick up and pick up the words and go to Hashem. Meaning, there is actually what Reuven was machadish was, because they ask Akash. I mean, Adam did teshuva, Cain did teshuva, people before Reuven. But Reuven was machadish to immediately realize that I did something wrong, I'm sorry, and now I'm going to go ahead and I will make reparations and I will do what I need to do, but I at least help myself. Okay, I immediately pick up the phone and tell the boss I stole 10K, I'm going to deal with it. So kind of to immediately catch yourself. So says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, you're right, you need to go through Yom Kippur, but as far as the way Hashem looks at you, and again, it makes your question stronger, as far as the way Hashem looks at you, you can at least say, you know what, like what's the point? I'm going to need to wait for another 11 months, until Yom Kippur. No, yeah, it's kedai, because Hashem will still look at you as an ahuv and as a nechmad and as a yedid and so on and so forth, and therefore it's kedai to do teshuva immediately. That's one thing which he says. Now, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, and this goes, I think maybe this deals with your question a little bit. So the Rambam says, Ketzad, and he starts to give us these examples. So he says that the Rambam is giving us all of these chilukim lehalacha, meaning, why is this nege eladino? I mean, okay, it's one thing for the Gemara to say, arba chaluki kapara. If tshuv is mechap on everything, let the person do tshuv, and whatever happens, happens. And whatever happens, happens. Why is this nege eladino? I mean, this is the Rambam is not, this is a halacha sefer. Mishnah Torah is telling us hilchus tshuva. These are the halachas of tshuva. So he says an interesting thing. He brings from the sefer tshuva me'avo. D'masha hivi rabenu kola chiluki kapara lahalacha. What's in the geya? Mishum shezeh shaykh le'etzim kiyum mitzvah tshuva. This has to do with the mitzvah tshuva. The al chet godol yoiser. The greater the chet. Dahainu chet shetzarech kapara gedoyla, it needs Yom Kippur, it needs Yisurin, and so on. Gam hatshuva tzrich aliyez gedoyla v'chazaka yoyse. So one nafkamina is that it makes sense to say that proportionate, commensurate with the severity of the sin, the tshuva needs to be that much stronger. So there is a difference between perhaps the feeling of remorse that a person needs to have for a bitl mitzvah say, as opposed to Alois HaSei. And Alois HaSei, Shein Bekaris, from Mises Bezdin, as Alois HaSei, Sheyesh Bekaris, from Mises Bezdin, and with Chil Hashem, and so on. Umi Iker Mitzvah HaTshuva L'Das Goydel Kol Ovein. And therefore, Mitzad Mitzvah Tshuva, that obligates me to know the severity of what I've done. One second, this is when, in the Arba Chaluki Kapara, this is number four, this has got a Chil Hashem. So you need to be aware that the tshuva which you need to do has got to be so strong, even only with your death is it going to be removed. So don't think you can just, you know, spend 5 seconds in a one Shemoneh Esrei and say, you know, Hashem, but that wasn't such a good thing, I'm not going to do that again, you know, and assume that that's it, you're good to go. I mean, it's got to be a real yesedistika tshuva. Sometimes you put something in the washing machine for a quick spin, 15 minutes, and sometimes you put it on, you know, 60 degrees, 90 degrees for 2 hours. I mean, this has got to be a yesedistika tshuva. So that's one nafkamina.
So then, the question,
yeah,
enlarges with, in case number four,
yep,
the person said, well, what's the point? I'm going to wait till I die. Till I get to think about it. I can do as much as I want. It's quite depressing to think I'm not going to be...
No, but again, we said, number one, said the Devar Yirmiyahu, you are halachically considered to be, remember the Gemara says in Kedushin, which we mentioned a few times, if a person goes over to a woman and says, Haret mekadesh esliya amanashi tzadik, afilo hayarosha kol yomav safik mekudeshes, shema hir her b'tshuva. So you see, that they're very much in tune with what the Devar Yirmiyahu is saying, is as far as kind of being magder the person, you're now mugder as a tzadik. It's kedai to do teshuva immediately because you might be mukta. As far as wiping away and removing the stain, well, you got a long way to go. You know, Bez Hashem, I'd never ask him Shana. You've got a long way to go because there was Chil Hashem. And again, we'll see that there might be some cases which you can get rid of Chil Hashem even beforehand. So it is important to know this. Or just spend maybe just 2 more minutes, and then we'll stop. He says like this. He says an interesting thing. He quotes here from. Who does he quote from? In Tafkuf Mem Minchas Chinuch. He says that this that the Rambam says that with a regular lois hasei, which a person has done, then all you need is Yom Kippur. He says that the kol zedafkin einan b'nei malchus v'karban. Avol oisim shem b'nei malchus v'karban niskaper lehem b'malchus e b'karban ve'einam tzrichem yom kippurim. So Bizman Shabes Hamigdash Hayakayim, and at a time when there was some type of corporal punishment, So you would not need to wait for Yom Kippur. I mean, it's not so geschmack to get Malkus, right? It's not so geschmack to get Malkus. And a carbon was probably, you know, a carbon could be quite an expensive endeavor to go through. But he says, certainly, Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash Kayim, once a person had Malkus, that's it. V'nikla achicha be'enecha kevin shenikla darshins the Gemara harehu ka'achecha. You become mamish exactly like one of your brethren once again. And so on. Obviously nowadays that would not apply. And we need to go through Yom Kippur and so on. Which again, it's quite an amazing thing, you know, just to, you know, when you go through Yom Kippur, in a sense, to just to be cognizant, to be aware that what Yom Kippur specifically is doing, it's wiping away all the lois assays which I've done. That's what Yom Kippur is doing. The assays I don't really need Yom Kippur for. The ones which are more chamor, Yom Kippur is useful, and that it's kind of everything now is going to be nitla. You know, it kind of removes, and in a sense, it's quite strong. If a person chas v'shalom did a leis asay where there's a karis and misas bezdin, and they did it 6 months before Yom Kippur, so in essence, what it kind of means, I would think, based on following the logic through, it means that you don't have anything to suspend the kitrug and the potential din shemayim on you until you get to Yom Kippur. It's like you need, Yom Kippur is like a little bit of an ir miklat for you. Because you need to have chas v'shalom yisurin. Again, we'll see there might be some other eitzes for the person. But leaving aside those eitzes, a person needs to kind of enter the ir miklat of Yom Kippur, which will suspend like the potential kitrug against you, the Midas Hadin, which is Metucha, Kenegdecha, you need Yom Kippur. So until you get to, so when a person just, you know, again, it's another Kavanata for Yom Kippur, the Leis HaSeis, which where there's no Karis Mises Bezdin, it's gone. And the ones where there's a Karis Mises Bezdin, Baruch Hashem, you make a Shechyan, that's what the Pesachim say, you should say a Shechyan with such Simcha, because Baruch Hashem, if a person, Chalila, did a laser say sheesh because and he says Bezdin, Baruch Hashem, it's lifted. I need to deal with it. It's, I'm not gonna necessarily get off without anything, but Baruch Hashem, it's been lifted. It's like you've got a warning and now you're able to rectify it. That's something which happens. Okay, here is an incredible kula, so to speak. Beautiful kula. He brings this also. And it's also from the. He brings this from the Minchas Chinuch, also from the Sefer Charedim, B'Shem the Rama, and he brings this from the Rif in the Ein Yaakov. But then again, this is an incredible kula, so to speak. It says like this: Va'oydida shalinemru dalid chiluki kapara eladafke b'tshuva miyira. This that we say that tshuva is insufficient, and if a person did tshuva, you need Yom Kippur for a leis asay to remove it. And if you did a leis asay sheish b'karas mises bezdin, then you need yisurin. Da dishli nemru dalid chiluki kapara, ela dafka b'tshuva miyira. Tshuva miyira, for the Pesachim say, there's a Rebach Ber about this and others. It's a pella in my eyes, la'anias daiti. Why tshuva miyira works. You know what tshuva miyira is? Tshuva miyira is a person thinks, it's like literally, I mean the way Rav Baruch Ber says it and others, a person doesn't really regret what they've done. It's just that they're frightened, they're posh, they're scared. It's like a little kid, you know, that the parent comes in and the parent catches them red-handed. Of course you want to go ahead and do what you were trying to do, but, you know, daddy caught me, mommy caught me, what can I do? But be'etzim, you know, I would like to do this. I don't want to get whacked, that's all. That's true. It's a pella in my eyes. That's called tshuva. I would say, that's a galachta. It's nothing. It's not tshuva. That's nothing. You're just, you know, you're just scared of punishment. You know, you're just a weak person. You don't want to be whacked, that's all. Says the Minchas Chinuch, b'shem the Sfarim, an incredible chiddush, an amazing chiddush. One more time. V'oid da. Shalei nemru dalet chiluki kapara eladafka b'tshuva miyira. Omnem im shov b'chol leiv tshuva mi'avo eine mechusses man v'tekev miskabel b'rotzen afilu ala chamurais. Says the Ramah, says the Rif and Ein Yaakov and others, this whole din of Dalet Chalukya Kapar is only Tshuva Meira. You do Tshuva Me'ava, it's all gone. It's wiped away. I mean, it's an incredible, incredible thing. You know, says Reb Chaim Divrei Tam. You know, he likes that one. Say again? He seems to indicate that, because yeah, that's why he's Madaik. He says, Shlei Nemru Dalet Chiluki Kapar. I mean, this is an earth-shattering chiddush. I mean, this is, and again, I mean, Tshuva Mi Ava is not a simple thing. Tshuva Mi Ava, we'll have to see exactly what Tshuva Mi Ava is, right? And we know Tshuva Mi Ava, we see Averis Nasan Leikis Chuyos, but we're saying an amazing, amazing thing. He also brings over here, we'll conclude with this. He says, so too, if you have an individual who is learning Torah Kiseder, Aval Talmud Chacham Shetei Rosei Umnosei Sheroiv Oskei B'Torah V'Shav U'Mischaret V'Oizev Achit Legamri V'Oisik B'Torah Yem V'Laila Sagi. That's sufficient. Remember, we quoted the Pasuk. The Pasuk says about Torah, U'Lechol B'Sarei Marpe. For all of your flesh, it's Mechaper. It's Mechaper. Again, Reb Chaim likes this one also. Emes. And so on. So we're saying over here, we'll just sum up what we've said. We've said over here that the Rambam, Paskins, Ladina, the Bryce, that there's Dalet Chluki Kapara. The most mild is a person who's Mevatel Nasei. A person says, I'm not gonna take Arba Minim. I'm not gonna take Arba Minim. What does a person need to do? A person needs to do teshuva for that, and that's all you need to do, and you're good to go. Ein zoz misham, ein zoz misham, ad shenimchal. That's it, that's all you need to do. Case number two, which is more chamer, is a person is over a leis asay, she'ein be'karis, she'ein be'mises bezdin, so you need to do teshuva, but you only wipe away the stain with Yom Kippur. With Yom Kippur. Case number three is a leis asay with his karis and mises bezdin, so then you need teshuva. You need Yom Kippur to be toilin. We said that means that the potential kitrug and the potential oinish is suspended. It's held in abeyance. You need to have yisurin. Only with yisurin, like the Rambam quoted the pasuk, b'shevet u'b'negoyim, only then will it wipe it away and will cleanse it. Chas v'shalom. It comes to the final one of Chil Hashem. Then a person needs nisa. And in that we mentioned a couple of nakudas. But the main big chiddush and the big kula, so to speak, is that the Dalet Chaluki Kapara is speaking about if a person does tshuva mi'yira. If a person does tshuva mi'ahava, everything is wiped away. An incredible, incredible kula and a wonderful thing. And as we mentioned at the beginning, which is also, and also it's such a good, healthy perspective, and that's the reason why the way that we don people lekaschus, and you know, to always give a person the benefit of the doubt. You know, we mentioned at the beginning that there is a hanhaga which we find by Gedol Yisrael when it comes to paskening on dinei nefoshes in olam haba and olam haemes, that whenever a person can pasken lekula, one should, because the way that we down below will paskin. Right down below in Shemayim, that is the way that they're masking to the Psak down below. And we mentioned that's the reason why throughout the Deris, and that's the reason why he says that he found that Keseder Anayim was always maker when it comes to some type of Adin Shemayim, because there is this phenomenon which we have in Klal Yisrael that according to the Psak down below in Shemayim, they will confirm the Psak. Okay. Yes. Correct. Correct. That's a good point. It's a good point. The Mishnah says, what's an example of ma'uvas layuchal liskoin? What is irreparable damage? And one of the examples is, I mean, it's an amazing thing just to put the two together. One example is, if habal eishas ish v'halid mimena mamzer, and we kind of conceive and feel the chush, why that's irreparable damage. The other example is someone who is mevatel, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's also considered to be irreparable damage. So it's true what you're saying, that on the one hand, it's lav kamanda ovid. Like the Gemara says, Oinus is lav command to Ovid. Even if a person is nanus, it doesn't mean that you've actually done it. So as far as, you know, you have not said, and we're going to get to maybe next time, we're going to speak about, for instance, the Gemara says that, the Gemara speaks about karkafta deleimana chalei tefillin. If a person doesn't put tefillin on, so Rachman Litzlan, you don't have an arm, you don't have a spiritual arm. In the Olam HaEmes, you know, if a person b'seiv yamav is chayzer b'tshuva and they say, you know, I really should have put tefillin on and I'm mischaret, and you know, I'm mekabel henceforth to put tefillin on, and they die tomorrow and they never wore tefillin, so then, you know, can we say, and we're going to see whether or not you might need something more, and is that considered to be like a normal aseh, and so on. So there definitely is, you are correct in that respect. Okay, we'll call it here for now.